The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, or find them at dentallyspeaking.com. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
94.7 FM, WSNY. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today on Sunday 95. It's going to be a great day. I know it's kind of overcast, it's kind of rainy, but, you know, just go out and make it a great day. It's the day of the Buddy Walk. I'll be going after the show later this morning to Crew Stadium for the Buddy Walk. I have a team called Libby's Tooth Buds. Me and my staff and my wife put together a team, and we go out and support Libby and help raise a lot of money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. Actually, Dino Tripodis will be there. He's going to be one of the MCs, I think, and we'll be saying hello to Dino. So, hey, if you don't have anything else to do, come out and join us at Crew Stadium, okay? Now, today is going to be a show in honor of Hispanic Heritage Month. Now, Hispanic Heritage Month runs from September 15th to October 15th, and I went to Festino Latino downtown Columbus this past August 14th and 15th, and I met a gentleman, Tom Lyonez, Executive Director of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce of Columbus, and we're going to be talking to him or listening to that interview or those interviews here in just a second. Before we do, I want to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Now today, it's going to be the audio version. It's going to be a little bit like Jeopardy, okay? It's an audio question. The question is, and what we're going to do is we're going to have you listen to this audio clip and tell me what it says, okay? So go ahead, listen to this.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita, Sunday 95.
All right, there's the question. That's Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. All you have to do is call 459-9769 and tell us what that says. And the winner wins a mixed seasonal floral arrangement from Bystember Flowers. So we really appreciate that, Bystember's participation. And I appreciate you listening and calling in and interacting and all that good stuff. If you want to send emails, if you want to send an email with a question or a comment, send it to Dr. Kvitko at dentallyspeaking.com. And also, you can follow me on Twitter by searching Dr. Kvitko. www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. Okay. And remember, 459-9769 is our number. So, before I forget, let me mention that next week on the show, we're going to have the president of the Hispanic Dental Association on the show. And so we're going to kind of have two shows dedicated to Hispanic Heritage Month. I had a great time at the Latino Festival, or Festino Latino, Festival Latino. And that was back in August 14th and 15th. And then 5 days later, I went to another celebration, Sabor de Columbus, and that was at the Columbus Zoo. We'll be hearing a little bit about that later as well. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started with the first part of my interview with Tom Lyonez, Executive Director of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce of Columbus. So I'm at the Latino Festival here in Columbus, and it's taking place August 14th and 15th. Today's the second day, and I'm with Tom Lyonez, and he is the Executive Director of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So, Tom, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.
And we just met a couple minutes ago, although you did say you've heard of the show, right?
Yes, I have. Number of times, yeah.
Okay, that's great. And so what I'm doing is I'm putting together a show for Hispanic Heritage Month, and I wanted to find out, what challenges do you know of that the Latino population faces in obtaining dental care? Have you heard any stories? Do you have any personal stories?
I think one of the biggest problems for most Latino families to get dental care is really access and lack of knowledge, lack of education. And I think a lot of people misunderstand the Latino community. I mean, we have families that have been here for decades. We have a number of professionals, and of course, they're always covered by their professional insurance. Our business owners, which is what the Hispanic Chamber of Columbus works predominantly with. There's a number of costs involved, a bit of cost involved for them to get dental care. But for the regular families, it's always a question of access to insurance that will cover dental problems, education programs about dental problems, and really just dental health in general. So it's the ability for organizations to reach out to these families and the general Hispanic population and, let them know about preventive dental maintenance as well as, where to go for emergency dental care.
Okay. Now, I noticed that you don't have an accent, and so if I'd come up to you on the street, I might not have realized that you were Hispanic. Were you born in this country?
I was born in Northwest Ohio. I'm second generation, and growing up in Northwest Ohio, there, large Hispanic population there, but I've spent most of my life in corporate America before I took the position with the Hispanic Chambers, so not a lot of other Hispanics in corporate America. So I've spent my time there, my accent has just kind of slipped away.
Does some of the locals then think you talk funny?
No. Actually, I live in Zanesville. Everybody in Zanesville thinks I talk funny. So.
Okay. And what is your business?
I am the executive director for the Hispanic Chamber of Columbus, and we specialize in working with small to mid-size Hispanic-owned companies. We also work with non-Hispanic-owned companies to help them get their products and services into the Spanish-language market. And we also act as a liaison between the Hispanic business community and larger corporations so that we can get those companies into the procurement programs for the larger corporations.
Okay. And then if somebody, so this is a small business. Now, the programs that you're talking about, access, that, for instance, does the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce have dental insurance?
We do. You mean for our employees?
Yes.
No, we do not. Because
Wait a minute. I think I've been set up. Or actually, you think you've been set up, right?
We do have a number of good benefits. Dental insurance is not one of them. Obviously, for our employees, we do have the, live, accidental, long and short-term disability and things like that. We really haven't looked into the dental.
Why do you think dental is like the orphan child sometimes?
Well, I think, a good part of that is, looking at cost for all insurance. My background in corporate was human resources, so benefits was one of my specialty areas. Really just taking a look at the cost of all insurance and then, taking a look at, the immediate needs of most families. I think you're right. It is the orphan child that dental care usually falls to the bottom of that ladder, and sometimes is even below short and long-term disability for some families, depending on the background of the family. Like families that are based in industrial, they would choose, I believe, long and short-term disability over dental, because if the breadwinner of the family obviously goes down, that money is a necessity. I think the dental care of most families is almost an afterthought.
Right. And in a minute, I want to ask you why you think that is and how that relates to folks that maybe are currently living in El Salvador or currently living in Guatemala or something like that. So we'll get to that in just a second. Okay, so one of the things Tom said, which I thought was interesting, as you know, I kind of responded and gave him kind of whatever for it, is that they don't offer dental insurance to their employees. And he also mentioned that, people think of it as almost like the, the orphan stepchild or something of medical care. And yet, dental health is related to our medical health. People that have periodontal disease are more likely to get Alzheimer's disease. They're more likely to have dementia, high blood pressure, heart attack and stroke. So hopefully we can open some eyes and get people to think about dental care as part of overall health. In fact, I did a focus group about a week or so ago. I think it was last week now. And he also mentioned access to care, and that came up in our focus group. And I pointed out that when people say we don't have access to care, what they really mean is we don't have access to money. And because there are dentists all over the place, Doesn't matter where you look, you're going to find a dental office. So there's plenty of access, there's plenty of care out there, but accessing it seems to be a function of money, and hopefully the legislators will fix that. So far they haven't. So far they just try to keep thinking of ways to open clinics or, you know, deputize dental assistants to do things that only can be done by a dentist right now, things like that, when really all they have to do is fix the system, pay the dentists enough money to allow them to keep the door open, make a little profit, and these people have all the access they want. Okay, I want to restate Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Remember, if you know the answer, give us a call at 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And it is an audio question today. And what I need you to do is call in and tell me, what does this say?
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita, Sandy 95.
Okay, did you hear that? If you didn't, let's do it one more time.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita, Sandy 95.
Okay, so 459-9769, the person who gets the right answer first wins a mixed seasonal arrangement of flowers from Weisdember Flowers. Okay, let's go ahead and continue my interview then with Tom Lyonnaise. So continuing my interview with Tom Lyonnaise, Executive Director of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce of Columbus. And Tom, so we were talking about how, locally at least, families, Hispanic families that come to Columbus, sometimes they can get medical care, but if they don't, there's just not enough money to cover dentistry in a lot of cases. There's just enough for like medical, your basic medical. But if I were to go to Guatemala right now, or Nicaragua, or you name another Latin American country for me, how high on the scale of importance do people in those countries place dental? Is dental also kind of an orphan child there, or is it something that people put more emphasis on?
I would say it would, once again, unfortunately take a back burner there simply because of, except in the larger metropolitan areas in those countries, the lack of access overall to dental care. There, of course, are, physicians that take care of immediate physical needs, illnesses, emergencies, and things like that. And there are dentists in those countries. It's just there would be, I would say, less per capita than there are here in the United States. It's, once again, not taking a high priority as far as the, preventive dental care. It's more of a reactionary school of thought when it comes to dental care in most countries.
Much like it is in the U.S., reactionary.
Exactly, and it's the same thing. I mean, even if you go to most European countries, you're going to find the same thing. It just takes a backseat to a lot of the regular medical things that we would think of, and plus in the socialized countries, with the cost of regular medical care, once again, dentistry would take a back seat.
Now, since you were in human resources and you've dealt with the insurance premiums and decisions for corporations to decide which policy to purchase, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, and that means you're familiar with the dental plans that they've offered?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How many years ago did you start in that?
Oh, I've had 15 years in corporate HR.
So, do you remember what the yearly maximum for dental coverage was when you first started?
I've got to be honest with you. It's been so long ago, I don't.
Does $1,000 ring a bell?
I think when you're taking a look at that, once again, it breaks down into different categories as well. I mean, if you take a look at orthotics and preventive care, oral surgeries, things like that, the different categories break down. But I would say if you were to say $1,000, you'd probably be pretty safe in that category.
Yeah, that's the yearly max for everything except orthodontics. And by the way, that was the same thing in 1960. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I was
and
four.
You were four in 1960? Okay. Now, given that it was 1,000 in 1960, what do you think it is today? And you've been out of this business for a while. It's 2010. What do you think the yearly maximum is right now on average for dental?
I would have to be honest with you. I'm not really sure, simply because I have been out of it for about 4 years now. But I know with the increases that we were seeing, it had to be significantly higher.
Okay. What if I told you it was still $1,000?
Really? Okay, that would surprise me.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising. It's been 50 years since dental insurance came around and the $1,000 yearly maximum was put in place. And it really hasn't changed much. There are a couple plans with $1,200. I know of a couple with $2,000. That's the largest I've ever seen. And the reality is it ought to be $15,750 as of the end of 2008.
Well, and I think you're right. And I think, you know, of course, as a father and, you know, with a daughter who just came out of braces not too long ago, I could see the need for the additional coverage. And certainly, you know, with the rising cost of all types of medicine, you know, I think if dentistry has not kept pace, I think that's reasonable to assume.
Okay. And then the other thing, what about access? You mentioned access to care. Is the language barrier an access issue, or are we pretty good there in Columbus?
You know, I think for some languages is always going to be an issue. But overall, I would say that's just one of many things. You know, I think if we take a look at demographics, especially here in Central Ohio, it's a matter of there aren't a lot of dentists in some of the larger population areas for the Hispanic community. I think the fact that you know, it's really just traditional. Once again, if it's not something you're familiar with where you come from, it's not going to be something you immediately become familiar with where you move to. So it is just a matter of education on the need for preventive dentistry and dental care. You know, beyond what you could just pick up via, you know, TV, radio, and so forth.
Dentally speaking, it is his talk show, Dr. Kavicko. Let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkavitko.com.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you for joining me today. The music tells us that this show is dedicated to Hispanic Heritage Month, which runs from September 15th to October 15th. And we've been talking to Tom Lyonnais. He is the executive director of the Hispanic Chamber of Columbus. That's his full-time job. Actually, I asked him what he did for a living. I thought this was like a part-time thing, like being on a committee, but apparently it's his job. And we were talking about dental insurance and access to dental care and challenges that people in the Latino population face. And before I get too wrapped up in that again, let me mention that you can go to dentallyspeaking.com and you can access all of the previous shows that we've done. By the way, today's show is episode 144. So we've done a gross of episodes. Hopefully not gross episodes, but a gross of episodes. And kind of proud of that. Usually when you hit your 100th show, that's a milestone. So we're fast approaching our second 100. Anyway, okay, now the question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, is an audio question. And basically, it's this. I want you to listen to this audio clip and tell me, call in and tell us, what does this say? The phone number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. So let's go ahead and listen to that.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Okay, so if you can decipher that, if you know, if you speak Spanish, basically, you'll know what that is saying. So give us a call. And I mentioned earlier that besides going to the Festival Latino that was held downtown August 14th and 15th, I also went on the 19th to Sabor de Columbus, and that was a celebration with music and food, just a whole bunch of different Latino restaurants had set up booths there, and it was just a nice evening of dancing and good food. So while I was there, there was a musical group, Latino musical group called Yimbambe, performing, and I met them and asked permission to play some of their music on my show. So let's go ahead and listen to it. It's their title song. Actually, it's a song called Yimbambe. I asked them why they named their group that, and they said they just liked the song. So here you go, Yimbambe.
Yimbambe!
Okay, so you know you just can't sit still when that music is playing. Your toes tapping inside your shoe, if nothing else. But honestly, I'm here, you know, tapping to the beat, and I'm a drummer for those of you that didn't already know, and I'm just beating on the drums here, my imaginary drums, air drums. Anyway, okay, so let's go ahead and listen to the last segment of my interview with Tom Lyoness. Now, I've had some patients when they come in to the office and they tell me that they, or I tell them that they need a crown or something. They're very surprised by the prices because they can say they can go back to Mexico or Puerto Rico, wherever they're originally from, and get it really, really inexpensive. Is that also an issue?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it is always an issue. I mean, obviously, once again, when you come from countries where the insurance and medical systems are set up differently, and you come to the United States. In fact, just the process that you have to go through to process most medical and dental processes is much more than you would have to in most of the countries you've already mentioned.
Do you mean the forms that you have to fill out when you go to the office?
Yeah, exactly. You know, simply because of the way things are paid for, the way the medical and dental systems are set up in some of these countries. You know, in many places, even though they're still. Capitalist societies, I mean, a lot of that is still either offset and augmented by government funds under a little more stricter control from the government. So, you're filling out less paperwork, and the process actually goes a little bit faster than it does here.
Okay. So you have all this paperwork, but still there's that issue of people don't know that it's available. They think they should wait until their tooth hurts or something. So you're talking about access. I mean, do you guys have programs to kind of educate folks that maybe you shouldn't wait till your tooth is your face is swollen and your tooth hurts?
Actually, we do not. The Hispanic Chamber of Columbus is a business organization, so that's not an area that we normally get into. There are a number of other organizations that deal with healthcare education throughout the Central Ohio area that do have programs like that. Everything from working with preschoolers and grade school kids all the way up through high school and adult education on those topics.
Did you know that there was a Hispanic Dental Association?
I did not.
And interestingly enough, I didn't until recently myself. There was a historic meeting of the Hispanic Dental Association, the National Dental Association, which, by the way, represents African-American dentists, and the Society of American Indian Dentists, SAIDS, S-A-I-D-S, and the American Dental Association back in June. And so they're all starting to get together and work on the problems that face the various ethnic groups when they try to access care. And so it sounds like we're in a little bit better shape than I thought. I think that from what you're saying is people are able to find care when they need it. They just don't know they need it as soon as maybe we would like them.
Yeah, exactly. And once again, it's unfortunate. I mean, I think, in all societies today, I think it's one of those things we just take for granted. I mean, our teeth rarely bother us, and it's just one of those things where until it actually does, you just kind of forget it's even there, and you just take it for granted. So I think in all societies, that's probably something we're looking at.
Yeah, I had a guy on the show this morning who had waited until he was all swollen and had a terrible toothache and, then finally came in, and he'd been meaning to call for a long time, and finally his wife said, call Dr. Kvitko, and he wouldn't. I think he was afraid. And then he finally did, and we got him taken care of.
Well, I do think, and I would call Dr. Kvitko too, because I know, once again, I know you do a lot out in the community. I think you have the golf outing and things like that. So, certainly thank you for your work on that. But, I think, once again, it's just a matter of we just don't think about it until it's too late sometimes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking to me, and I'm very impressed that you knew about the golf outing. That that tells me somebody's paying attention. I really appreciate that. And so, Tom, thanks again, and you guys have a great festival. I'm going to go run around and eat some great food.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to give everybody one more chance at Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. It's an audio question, and let's listen to this.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita. Sunday 95.
Call 459-9769 if you know what she is saying. That's 459-WSNY. One more time.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunday 95.
Okay, we'll be right back after this break.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville. Bonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. That's a Latino version of a Jackson 5 song from many, many years ago. Well, apparently all of the Latinos were out celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month last night. They all must have gone to some big party and they're all still sleeping. So we did not get an answer to our question of the day. What she is saying is, you are listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on your favorite station, Sunny 95. So, hey, I'm going to the Buddy Walk right from here. If you can come out and join us, do so. It'll be great. Raise money for Down syndrome and have a good time. Thanks so much for joining me. Next week, Dr. Victor Rodriguez, president of the Hispanic Dental Association. Tune in next Sunday morning at 7:30. We'll see you then.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.